Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
How did you navigate the enemy's accusations as you're walking through this? Because he leverages every ounce of our suffering to try to turn it back on us. How'd you do that?
That was a huge part of the difficulty for me, is that I believed so much in the brand I had built about my persona, that I was an artist and I had spoken, you know, truth and life into other people through my music over the years. And I really kind of did buy into the baloney that I was different, not better, but different than somebody else in this situation. And therefore, I was going to come toppling down off of some pedestal, and so much for singing the song Legacy, because now I can't leave one and I'm damaged goods. And you're right, that is the voice of the darkness for sure. That is the voice of the enemy. I do feel like part of the legacy that I'll leave will involve transparency and vulnerability and linking arms with someone else who is maybe too afraid to stay there in the same spot. So the definition of legacy has changed from this sort of grandiose idea of things I've done for the kingdom to, you know, maybe I just put a brick or two in the wall, but that's, I'm still building too.
You indeed are. Let's listen to Nicole Nordeman's song, Legacy.
I don't mind if you got something nice to say about me. I enjoy an accolade like the rest. And you could take my picture and hang it in a gallery of all the who's who's and so-and-so's that used to be the best at such and such. It wouldn't matter much. A moonlight feels all right to see your name in lights. We all need an attaboy or attagirl.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.